theologian by the name of Karl Barth left his home in Basel, Switzerland, and he went the short distance between his home and a local prison. He carried with him his Bible and a small manuscript. When Barth preached, he always read his sermons word for word through his thick glasses. He was familiar to the inmates of the prison because they often invited him to preach. His sermons were unadorned with illustrations. They were plain expositions of the scriptures. He was renowned not only to those prisoners in the Basel prison, but he was known throughout the world as perhaps the eminent Christian theologian of the 20th century. And so on that Christmas morning in 1954, he went to the prison to preach. He opened his Bible to the second chapter of Luke's Gospel, and he read to those prisoners gathered there that day these words. And the angel said to them, "Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which will come to all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." The sermon that he gave to the inmates that day was simple in its outline. He had 3 points. His first point was to you. When the mail comes at my house in Richmond, Virginia, and I look at the persons or person to whom it is addressed, if it reads occupant, I never open it. I throw it in the trash. If it reads Mike Klingenpeel, especially if it spells Klingenpeel correctly, then I open it and read it, because I know that the mail has been addressed to me. The sender wants me to read his or her message. And so when the angel spoke to the shepherds on that night so long ago outside of Bethlehem in the fields, the shepherds heard the angel news as being directly to them, personally. And so these 2,000 years later, tonight, the message is to you. It's to you, Mary. It's to you, Bill. It's to you, George. It's to you, Susan. It's to you, and to you, and to you, and to you, and to you. The message that is angel news is news that is deeply personal. It is to you. It does not matter the color of your skin, the amount of money you have in your bank account, where you are employed, or if you are employed. It doesn't matter what the country of your origin is. It is to you. There's a beautiful verse in the Gospel of John which reads, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." I've often thought that any of us, instead of reading the words to world, the world, simply should place our names in that place, in that verse. "For God so loved Mike Klingenpeel that he gave his only Son." "For God so loved," and place your name in that text. because it is to you. The birth of Jesus, long ago, was not a private matter. It was to shepherds and to wise men. It was to theologians and to prisoners. It was to Republicans and Democrats. It was to citizens and undocumented laborers. It was to gay and to straight. It was to you and to me, to all of us. To you, and the second point of Bart's sermon was this day. To you, this day. The angel's news was not only personal news, it was timely news. It not only was a birth that took place 20 centuries ago, in a very real way, it is a birth that is taking place in your hearts, even tonight. The message of the birth of Jesus is a message that is ever new. It never grows old. This day, this night, a new world is dawning. From this day, you and I can place the past behind us and live anew and afresh. To you, this day, and then the third point, a Savior is born. The child that was born in Bethlehem so long ago is a Savior for each of us, because every one of us needs saving. We need to be saved from some things. We need to be saved from our indifference to the needs of others. We need to be saved from our dependence upon material things. We need to be saved from our loneliness and our hopelessness, our discouragement, our anger, our resentments. We need to be saved from our living our lives only for ourselves and for nobody else. And we not only need to be saved from some things, but saved to some things. We need to be saved to hope and to love and to be grateful and to live our lives in the grace that life is to us all. The news that a Savior is born to you this day is news that is at the heart of the gospel. Some years ago, a preacher by the name of Peter Gomes preached a sermon in the chapel at Harvard University. And in that sermon, he said that God's power is in God's capacity to make much of little. For that is what he does in creation. That is what he does at Christmas. And that is what he does with us, if only we let him. To you, this day, a Savior is born. Open your hearts to the majesty and the miracle and the wonder of the message that is angel news. May we pray together. We spread before you tonight, O God, all that troubles us, our mistakes, our errors, our sorrows and cares, our rebellion and bitterness. We spread before you our whole hearts and our whole lives, better known to you than to ourselves. And we commit all of this to your faithful hands. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen.